the great principles of our nation. America uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Trying to make things more comfortable for Ike evacuees.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Check your watch. It is 4.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Jody Jordan. Two Americans and the Czech ambassador are among those killed in a suicide truck bomb blast at the Marriott Hotel in Islamabad, Pakistan. The death toll now stands at 53. Crews are continuing to search for more victims in the rubble. More than 250 people were wounded. Here's Newhall Tusi.
It was an enormous blast. It left this huge crater, 30 feet deep, in front of this hotel that is a favorite place for foreigners and Pakistani elite.
And Burns Center Director Dr. Fred Mullins says former Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker and DJ AM Adam Goldstein have second and third degree burns from the plane crash.
Since both Barker and Goldstein are in overall good health and didn't suffer any major injuries during the accident, as far as crush injuries, we anticipate a full recovery.
This is IRN, USA Radio News.
Psoriasis. The itching, flaking, and irritation is painful, but the emotional suffering can be even more devastating.
My body was so sore, my mind was so worn out, I could not sleep at night.
I felt self-conscious, nobody knows what that flaking is.
And people say, ew, it just made me feel like you're dirty.
I don't want people knowing I have this, it's embarrassing.
Of course I felt self-conscious, not very attractive to look at.
The solution is new and improved Skin Zinc Advanced, the number one OTC treatment for psoriasis.
Skin Zinc turned out to be the perfect answer.
Skin Zinc has changed my life. The third day I saw that my psoriasis was disappearing.
In 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away.
My elbows are completely cleared up. You have to try it. Skin Zinc will make your psoriasis go away.
I think we're a Skin Zinc family for life.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc with Hydronize. 1-800-626-5203. That's 1-800-626-5203. Eliminate psoriasis symptoms fast. Call 1-800-626-5203. Call now. Get relief. 1-800-626-5203.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. That I might have been given a bad break, but I've got an awful lot to live for. Thank you.
That's Lou Gehrig giving his farewell speech at Yankee Stadium back in 1939. Where tonight, players will walk off America's most famous baseball field for the final time. Yankee Stadium is about to close 85 and a half years after it was opened. The new Yankee Stadium, just across 161st Street in the Bronx, has the latest in comforts, food, and amenities. And Democrats want additional help for households in the $700 billion financial rescue bill being worked out between the Bush administration and Congress. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is resisting. He tells ABC the biggest help we can give the American people right now is to stabilize the financial system. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Grass and weed allergens. They're headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. When you're Claritin Clear, you can make the most of your time outdoors. 24-hour non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among non-drowsy 24-hour OTC allergy products.
And more on the hotel bombing in Islamabad. British Foreign Secretary David Miliband says his government stands shoulder to shoulder with the Pakistani government in the fight against terrorism.
Our thoughts are obviously with the relatives of those killed and injured, and our determination is with the government of Pakistan to crack down on this terrible scourge.
Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin will soon be meeting with Afghanistan's president in New York. Here's Sandy Kozel.
Hamid Karzai and other world leaders will convene in New York for the opening of the UN General Assembly. Both John McCain and his GOP running mate, Sarah Palin, plan to be in New York during that time, in part so McCain can introduce the Alaska governor to the foreign dignitaries assembled there.
Federal authorities conducting a child porn investigation have raided the Arkansas headquarters of a ministry run by a convicted tax evader. Here's John Gamble.
More than 100 members of both federal and state police raided the compound of Tony Alamo's Christian Ministries here as well as the nearby church facility that it has.
Tony Alamo was once labeled by prosecutors as a polygamist who preys on girls and women. No arrest had been made, but a prosecutor says he expects an arrest warrant for Alamo to be issued later. And South Korea's news agency reports that South Korea and the U.S. plan to cut off energy aid to North Korea if it speeds up its efforts to restore its partially disabled nuclear reactor. I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Very important radio broadcast lined up for you on this live Sunday edition. We are here with a syndicated broadcast every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And in studio with us for at least an hour and a half of the broadcast today will be New York Times best-selling author multiple times, many times, including his latest book, Jim Mars. His latest book is The Rise of the Fourth Reich, The Secret Societies That Threatened to Take Over America. And people get it backwards. We didn't get Nazism from the Nazis in Germany. The international bankers, the robber barons, funded out of England and the United States, funded the fascist in Italy and Germany. And that's part of mainline history. Really, 90% of what you're going to be hearing today is on the record. It's just been forgotten history. Or history people never learned to begin with. And then the other 10% is amazing original research of Jim Mars. And this has been put out by one of the biggest publishers out there. It's only been out a few months, and it's already on the New York Times bestseller list. Jim Mars is a good friend of mine. He also wrote the New York Times bestseller, Crossfire, and that was made into the movie JFK by Oliver Stone. And, of course, he helped write the screenplay and was the main consultant on that incredible film, JFK. And other films as well, as a frequent guest on Discovery Channel, History Channel, International Media, BBC, Japanese, Russian TV, you name it. And he is a fellow Texan from up by Fort Worth. And he is a gumshoe news reporter. Back when the Kennedy assassination took place, he was reporting on it in depth. He even went and drank and hung out at Jack Ruby's bar. Famous picture of him up on the bar. They're dancing with some of the girls. So Jim Mars, quite a character, wearing a fedora, and they got the gray beard, the whole nine yards. Looks like something, you know, out of a Mickey Spillane novel. So he is here with us for the hour and a half of the show, or three quarters of the transmission at least. Now, before we get to him, I know the international financial order, at least collapsing on the surface, is new news to most people. But for 6 years, I have been talking about it every single show, Monday through Friday. And for the last 2 years, doing this Sunday edition, abbreviated two-hour edition to a four-hour weekdays, we've been covering it every day at least 5-10 minutes, and some days the entire show. And it's not because I am a fortune teller or have a crystal ball or because I have a good astrologer. It's because we read the IMF and World Bank plans. This is a big world, and people say nothing that the elite would be secret. There's too many people. Folks would find out. Well, they do find out. It is public. It's just that the mainstream media is telling you about Jessica Simpson and her Dallas Cowboy quarterback boyfriend, or what's happening with Anna Nicole Smith's baby, or O.J. Simpson and the Las Vegas robbery trial. And they keep people distracted and diverted with that, to where two-thirds of the news is covering that. The other third is fake bin Laden videos uploaded by known CIA fronts. So that's why we're informed, and that's why we really know what's happening and what's transpiring, what's going on in the world, and are years and years ahead of everybody else. And I also get experts on the air. I mean, since 2002, when the IMF and World Bank documents came out, I've been interviewing people like Joseph Stiglitz, two-time Nobel Prize winner, once for economics and peace, breaking down what the international bankers were going to do. And the former head of the Treasury, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and the head of the New York Business School. I mean, I've interviewed hundreds of people of that caliber. And they were all saying the same thing, that basically by design, the economy is going to be imploded. And then they laid out how it was going to happen. And then I hear other talk show hosts and the newspaper and everybody trying to play catch up, and you're buying into the propaganda again that, oh, we're bailing the banks out and then everything will be okay. No. What you've done is had cancer on the end of your finger, and then you've just decided not to cut it off. You've decided to let it metastasize into your lungs and your bones and your brain. Because the big scam isn't the trillions of dollars the private banks have stolen from the Treasury and the Pentagon and all the garbage, cancerous paper they wrote that was based on fraud, the AAA-rated securities that were junk. That's not the issue. The couple hundred billion dollars in bad mortgages, that's nothing. It is the fact that you're now buying into the, quote, bailout, which then contractually binds the U.S. Treasury and the people that back that up, the taxpayers, into not trillions, not tens of trillions, not hundreds of trillions, but thousands of trillions. We're up in the quadrillions. Now, that's not Alex Jones. That's top economists. That's even the Dallas Morning News. A few years ago admitted that the real debts, the real obligations of the United States were $54 trillion. That was about 2003, and that was only a shadow of it. Now, let me explain something. When you get into thousands of trillions, that's hundreds of times all the real wealth in the world. So let me explain what's happened. These private banking families, they're about monopolies. They're not about free market or you doing well. And if they think they can get away with fully bankrupting the economy, claiming they're bailing it out to accelerate all this other debt and pay all this fiat currency and liquidity into their banking system, they will then buy up the rest of the real assets, then bankrupt the whole thing and leave the American people and the people of the world holding the financial bag. So we knew this 6 years ago when the IMF and World Bank documents came out, how they were planning to do it here. We also, and BBC even reported on this. We knew it then again 3 years ago. We went to Canada, myself and Aaron Dykes and others, to cover Bilderberg. I got detained, interrogated there. I got threatened not to cover it, but our moles inside got the global elite meeting, and we came out. We said in that film, Endgame, that was almost 3 years ago. The film came out a year and a half ago. And in the film, we're saying, and in the extras, we're saying, well, our sources inside are telling us that they plan to pop the real estate market and tell the public that's going to cause the world economic meltdown. But really, the scam is bailing them out. See, the real bank robbery is happening now. It's like an obsessive compulsive gambler. You know, he's $100 down at the craps table, so he goes in $1,000. Then he goes in $10,000. Then he goes out and gets a mortgage on his house and comes back, and he's about to go in $1,000,000. See, we've gone in $10,000 on the craps tables or on the roulette wheel, and we've, the house is winning. It's a rigged game. Now they're going to get us individually in for $1,000,000. You know, that's the analogy for these quadrillions, thousands of trillions that we're talking about here. And look, it's not in our hands now. They have activated NORTHCOM. They are moving in combat regular Army brigades in the Army Times reports to engage the American people. It says it. It's not Alex Jones saying it now. And they say it real friendly and nice, like it's no big deal. They say, we hope we don't have to shoot Americans in there. Actually, it's a quote. We hope we don't have to shoot you. You see how that works. See, the military and the police are there to guard. They of course, don't know this. They just follow orders. They're compartmentalized. They're there to guard the bank robbers in the final takedown where they run up America's credit card. See, they trick you into, oh, there's a problem. We're some financial experts that caused all this. Let us have, just sign your power of attorney over to me, and I'll fix it all for you. And what they're doing is, you think the small debts we had were big. Now we're going to go into the American people being tied into the Ponzi scheme for the quadrillions. The other big scam is that any of this was an accident. The quadrillions of debt were created, where they took securities and leveraged them out over and over and over again with derivatives to infinity, to get the mining stock, the shipping companies, the raw land, the media companies, the defense companies, to buy off the governments. Now, these big banks they just blew out, the four big ones that fell this week, and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac 2 weeks ago, those were just the window dressing fronts, like in Goodfellas. They're just burning the restaurant down now. And then we're going to supposedly pay the insurance on it when they're torturing the restaurant. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under $20, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio. Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, so here's the basics. Then we're going to Jim Mars, who's been writing about this engineered financial collapse for more than a decade. I mean, it's in all the federal documents. You have a private Federal Reserve that pays off Congress in 1913 to let them take over basically the banking system and government issuance of currency and credit. And they get an income tax so the private banks can directly tax us through their collection agency, the IRS. I mean, this is all official. But you can't even get the yuppie public to understand the Federal Reserve is private, because they believe whatever lies they're taught from birth. They set up the national security state in 1947 to take over the government incrementally, to take over the states, to set up their police state control grid, to really set up fascism. And then now they have got us pumped up to the point where they're ready to completely implode the economy. But before they do that, they've got to run up the debt even higher in our name. So when you hear, oh, it's a $700 billion or a $1 trillion bailout, they said the savings and loan bailout in 1985 was going to be $5 billion. Turned out to be over a trillion. Those are official numbers. Over a trillion conservatively. Now, they've already put in over $700 billion the last year and a half. Remember when all those other big brokerage houses, Bear Stearns and others, for hundreds of billion? Remember when that was the end? There wasn't going to be any more. It's a conspiracy theory. I haven't heard that term to say that anything was happening. In the last 2 weeks, conservatively, they've pumped in over $500 billion. Now they're talking about another $700 billion to a trillion. Now, if in the 80s it was $5 billion, they claimed it was really a trillion, then what is that going to be? I mean, we're just talking about hundreds of times. But this is not a bailout. Remember, those corporations took the money out the back door. When a fiat currency is being inflated at first, it still has value. And they bought up real assets. Now they're leaving us with the assets as they're being devalued at the end. They have the real assets. They're leaving us now with the currency and the debt. And then sucking us in, saying, well, your government bailed us out. Here's the news. Exclusive. Foreign banks may get help from Politico. And then they quote ABC News this week's telling George Stephanopoulos that coverage of foreign banks is a distinction without a difference to the American people. And it goes on to quote Paulson saying they will bail out any financial institution invested with these companies. These companies were already international. Why do you think Halliburton and Dick Cheney privately and Dick Cheney, you know, dumped all his stock years ago and his dollars years ago? Why do you think most of the Fortune 500 have left the country entirely? They've all moved offshore to the Middle East. They've all moved to Europe. That's because, I mean, I happen to know some people here in Austin, one prominent lawyer who happens to represent some billionaires, names you'd recognize, and I've bumped into some of these people separately, and they've all bought offshore islands. They all moved out years ago. I've said on air, they've said that the United States financially will not exist. Now that's what they believe. Maybe this isn't going to happen. But the bottom line is, we're being taken for everything right now. Everything is being pulled out from underneath us. The rug is being pulled out right now. We have to say no to this bailout, because it's not a bailout. You're told, oh, it's a bailout. You've got to invest more. You've got to stay in the Ponzi scheme. And you don't have a choice. Here's a quote out of the Los Angeles Times today. Bailout plan is set is sent to Capitol. Lawmakers are asked to give Treasury Chief the authority to buy $700 billion in bad debt. President Bush acknowledges the immensity of the plan, which would bypass many of the government's traditional checks and balances. Well, last weekend, some in Congress, Republicans and Democrats, said we need to have a debate about this. And Paulson said, you're not involved. The private Federal Reserve has contracts with the Treasury, and you're not involved in the decision-making process. Sit down and shut up. Then this week, McCain comes out, and don't think as I'm bashing McCain, I'm for Obama. They're total puppets. Shift your paradigm. Came out and blamed the Congress, saying they've said they have no power and can do nothing. He said, how dare you? You did this. And Congress did, as far as they let the military-industrial complex take over. I mean, folks, when the AP reported the day before 9/11 that $1 trillion was missing from the Pentagon, and we're going to talk to Jim coming up. Jim, I know it was $1.9 trillion, but it's now more than $4 trillion. So the numbers are. Jim's jumping in over here as a news guy, former writer for his own newspapers, but also wrote for decades for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, old crime reporter. We're gonna get to you, Jim. Okay, it was 2.3. The AP article I have says 1.9. I know in your book you have some of those as well. Regardless, trillions stolen. And then now you, quote, get to bail out the foreign bankers. Now, understand, also this week you heard, they banned shorting stock. No, they only banned it on 700-plus financial stocks, brokerage houses, and banks, and declared open season on all real corporations like Ford and GM and General Motors. Ford, General Motors, General Electric. And so now they're raiding that. They are raiding everything right now. The real economy, they are looting everything. This is happening right now, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to know who to blame. You're not going to probably be able to stop them doing this. But at least know that when they tell you you owe 85% tax rate, and they tell you there's no pension funds, and they're announcing, well, they changed the rules 3 years ago to take your pension funds, and they said it's legal. Why'd they change the rules? So they can do it. Well, the government can say it's legal to barbecue infants on the White House lawn. That doesn't really mean it's legal or lawful. So that's the type of financial news I have here in front of me. Exclusive foreign banks may get help, and then you read it, they're going to bail out, quote, the foreign banks. That means let them come in and suck us dry. Also, another big bank failure, AmeriBank, Inc. Financial crisis default by the U.S. government is no longer unthinkable. Dodd came out and said we're probably going to collapse, Senator Dodd. Paulson voices confidence in U.S. fundamentals. Europeans on left and right ridicule U.S. money meltdown. That's the type of news we have, and at the end of the show, I'm going to get a little bit more into that. But before we break, I'm going to come back and get into the history of the rise of the Fourth Reich to understand what we're dealing with. But this is the same thing that brought Hitler to power. It's the same thing that has been engineered before. And give us a lead-in, Jim, before we come back and get into this.
Okay, well, it sounds like this is from today's headlines, but let's look at some of what would be considered the Fortune 500 corporations here in the United States. Standard Oil of New Jersey, which of course now is Exxon, several others, J.P. Morgan, Brown Brothers Harriman, GAF, IBM, AT&T, Ford, General Motors, U.S. Steel. Okay, now, these were the companies who created and funded Hitler and the German Nazis before, during, and after World War II. So everybody knows that the thing's falling apart, and the problem is they've got us all distracted and conflicted, pointing our fingers. So the liberals blame the conservatives, conservatives blame the liberals, Republicans blame Democrats, vice versa. Let's learn, and let's all band together as free Americans and reconstitute our free democratic republic, and let's point the finger where it belongs, at these global fascists, these national socialists. Because these were the same people, the same families, the same bloodlines that created communism in Russia.
Well, I mean, let's explain this, and they have textbooks. This is a formula. And when we come back, let's get into the formula. The Nazis didn't come from Germany. They came from the U.S. and England. And Hitler was only one variant that made it racial. So we're going to break this down with Jim Mars. His book's on the New York Times bestseller list right now, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. By the way, it's available at InfoWars.com. That's InfoWars.com. We'll be back after the news on stations nationwide.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you.
This is what happens when you get your film crew in line. You see, we're shooting a documentary with Jim about black ops government, about continuity of government, killing Kennedy, how the shadow government has taken over the society. And I guess none of the guys wanted to tell me I was 30 seconds getting late back on air with me and Jim in here talking about the New World Order and guzzling coffee. So you guys speak up next time we're supposed to be on air. I guess everybody gets trained that I'm always in here on time, so it's kind of unusual when I don't make it in where I'm supposed to be. Okay, let's start over. Ladies and gentlemen, on this radio show and on the weekday radio show, you're going to find out from the true experts what is happening with the economy. And that isn't my opinion. As John Wayne said, no brag, just fact. If you go and you look at the evidence of the radio show in the book I wrote back in 2002, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, the last chapter laid out how in the next 8 years, and we're now 6 years into that, how they would artificially implode the debt, restrict the credit, and then, quote, have a bailout that basically bankrupted the people of the world to the IMF and World Bank and to the private families that own the private Federal Reserve and the IMF and World Bank. So this is the big scam. The banks can't trick you to take out a loan on a farm you can't pay, because what they really want is that land. The banks can't trick you sign away your birthright and your children's future. But they can go buy off your government, militarize your police and military generationally while they get the wealth of the control they have in the earlier sets of the Ponzi scheme, and then come in and bring total tyranny in. And this is what they have done. So this is not a bailout you're seeing. This is a mass raping of the economy. This is done by design, and they are moving in army brigades. So that when you really find out what's happened and when you riot because they've taken your pension fund and destroyed your future, they can use microwave guns and machine guns to gun you down the street. Now, the good news is most of the military and police I talk to are now aware of this because of people like Jim Mars and myself and others who've been out there warning people, and so they're not going to go along with it. I wish this wasn't the truth, but it's really happening. Now, it's been said many different ways by many different historians and people of note, philosophers, that those that do not know history are doomed to repeat it. And if one wants to understand the present and the future, they need to have a grasp of history, because humans tend to act the same. There's nothing new under the sun. The same scams get developed, the same ideas, the same mindsets. And if you study the Nazis and you study fascism in Italy and Germany, and if you learn who the players were in the United States, England, and Germany, who funded the fascist and the communist, and when you read books by Carol Quigley, the top Georgetown professor, Bill Clinton's mentor, he explains in a 900-page book how the big banks funded the fascist and the communist. They create a dialectic. They control the left-right, and then you think you have a choice, but it's a controlled choice. But they're going with the fascist model right now. They brought down the communist model in 91. That got them, you know, some control, and now and domesticated the population. Now they're going with the fascist model. Now, don't think of it as a guy with a mustache. I have a picture here I drew on the front of Newsweek, what Bush got right, and I drew a little mustache on him. And, you know, we can joke about that all day, but he is just a puppet. But his grandfather was the head U.S. Nazi in the United States, and that was even in the New York Times. It was in the New York Times 50-something years ago. And so Jim Mars, best-selling author, again, as I mentioned earlier, he wrote the book that was turned into the film, JFK, helped write the screenplay and was the main consultant on that film. His new book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, is a New York Times bestseller, available everywhere and as well at Infowars.com, along with a film I made 4 years ago about the same subject. But he's got into 100 times more detail, and it is shocking. And so when the Nazis were brought to the U.S., when Germany fell, they were coming back home. They were coming from where they sprung. And that's why they were put in charge of not just NASA, but every other major agency. And so now you'll understand what's really happening. For the rest of the show, Jim, you've got the floor. I'll be throwing a few questions out, but start at the beginning for us.
Well, actually, you could probably go back into the 1800s and to the the Rothschild mode of banking, where they pitted the European nations against each other for profit and control. But let's just go to the Russian Revolution of 1917. When that happened, Woodrow Wilson, who was president of the United States at the time, wrote that the bulk of financial aid to Russia at that time did not go to the democratic Kerensky government. It went to the Bolsheviks, who became the communist. So we created the communist, or Wall Street bankers and Bank of England bankers, created the communist in 1917. Lenin was not even in Russia. He was in Switzerland. He was aided in passing through wartime Germany with German intelligence and a German banker, including Max Warburg. The reason Max Warburg is interesting is because his brother
started the Federal Reserve.
Paul Warburg had come over here, had participated in the conspiracy of Jekyll Island, had created the Federal Reserve System, and was head of the Federal Reserve System at the time of World War I, and in fact was in charge of funding the war effort for the United States in World War I.
Now,
his brother is funding the German war effort, to show you how they play both sides.
Now, hundreds of books have been written about this. It's mainline history. It's now declassified. The U.S. government put Mao in. But a lot of leftists are going, what do you mean the bankers funded the communists? Explain that to them.
Well, they sent the aid to Lenin, and whoever pays you money controls it. The philosophical leader of the communism was Leon Trotsky, and in 1917 he was living on Rockefeller land and working in New York. But they put him on a boat with about $20 million, $40 million, raised from Wall Street capitalists, including the Schiffs, and 300 revolutionaries, and they sent him off to Russia. Now, the Canadian authorities stopped him at Halifax and said, "We've heard your speeches. We know you're going over into Russia and take it over and create a communist government, and you're going to pull Russia out of the war. That's going to free a million soldiers to come over and fight our good Canadian boys in the West, so we're not going to let you go." So, but he got loose. How? Because Winston Churchill, who was our Admiralty, Lord of the Admiralty at the time, said, "No, you need to let him go." And Woodrow Wilson, through his mentor, Colonel House, gave him an American passport. And so Trotsky was released, sent to Russia, who, and along with Lenin, created communism in Russia. Now, Alex, I think the game plan was they were going to create a socialist East, and they were going to pit it against a capitalist West for what we came to know as the Cold War. And they were going to pit these two blocks against each other. But what happened was, is that the communists created the International, and they said, "Workers of the world, unite." And they said they created very powerful communist parties in Italy, France, Germany, Britain, the United States. So these capitalists were going, wait a minute, we don't want this. If it becomes one world socialism, then we can't play off one nation against another or one bloc against another. So they decided they had to stop the spread of communism. And so to achieve that, they reached into Germany, the one country in the middle of Europe that was in a position to stop the not only the theological but the military spread of communism. And they found a German army intelligence agent who they funded and helped create the National Socialist German Workers' Party. And, of course, that was Adolf Hitler. And you got to remember that the Nazi is an acronym for National Socialist. And National Socialists are really no different than Communist Socialists, the only difference being that you could confine them within one national boundary. You could keep it within Germany. You could keep it within Italy. That way, these bankers could continue to play off one country off against another. And so that was led up to World War II.
All right, we got a break. We're going to come back and get into this. And for those that don't know, that's mainline history. That the Nazi Party was founded and run by German intelligence, funded by British intelligence and Lord Milner's group. So the whole thing was run out of Britain. We're going to get to that later. That Britain, right up into the war, was running Germany. We'll be right back.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
Worse.
A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family?
answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the new world order.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Okay, we've got the author of The Rise of the Fourth Reich, Jim Marrs, with us. Now, it's common knowledge that the U.S. and England funded Hitler, but he was like a rock star. I mean, he was all over the newsreels, all over radio. My grandfather remembers growing up in Dallas, and he was like in the newspapers, on radio, what a great guy he was, right up until 1939 or so. Jim Marrs continued, because this then connects into today. And this isn't like, oh, there's a few Nazis in the government. This is the governing system. The Nazi symbols are in the Senate, the fasci. It's how the government's being run, the black uniforms, the National Police Force, the homeland. That's what Hitler called it, was the Reichland, which means homeland. Jim Marrs, please continue.
Well, let me just preface by quickly pointing out to everyone that's listening that when we say fascists and Nazis are taking over in the United States, we're not talking about goose-stepping Germans. No, the Germans lost the war. We're talking about the National Socialist that funded the Nazis, put them in power, kept them in power, and then brought them over here after the war. I've already rattled off some of the corporations that were supporting the Nazis prior to the war. Brown Brother Harriman's, the JF, IBM. IBM produced very specialized punch cards for the German IBM equipment that allowed them to ship all the Jews and the dissidents off to the concentration camps. General Motors, Ford, they were producing war materials for the Nazis because business, after all, is just business. But I also want to point out,
in fact, our bombers weren't allowed to bomb those GM and Ford plants.
That's right.
They were turning off Panzers.
I read an account of a German worker, I think, at the General Motors plant, and he said that when they had a bombing raid, everybody would run to the General Motors plant because they knew it was safe. In 1936, Time magazine referred to Schroeder, Rockefeller and Company as investment bankers as the economic booster of the Rome-Berlin Axis. And their attorneys were two fellows from the New York law firm Sullivan and Cromwell, John Foster Dulles and Alan Dulles. Alan Dulles's mentor was John J. McCloy, chairman of City National Bank, which is now Citicorp. And John J. McCloy sat with Hitler in his box at the 1936 Berlin Olympics.
And those guys go on to be the CIA director, and then they're tied into the assassination of Kennedy.
Right. After the war,
lay it out. Take your time.
After the war, John J. McCloy gets to be the High Commissioner of Germany, and he pardons about 100,000 Nazis and sends them over to the United States. His protege, Alan Dulles, was the longest-selling serving CIA director, and through the CIA and through Operation Paperclip, which went under the radar of Presidents Eisenhower and Truman, they were never made fully aware of what they were really doing. They altered and whitewashed the backgrounds of thousands of these Nazis, changing it from ardent Nazi to not an ardent Nazi, and rolled them into the CIA. And then on top of that, we had the Galen Organization, which was General Reinhard Galen, a Nazi, who was providing us all of our early intelligence data on the Soviet Union. So no wonder we had a Cold War. We were getting all our information about Russia from an anti-communist underground filtered through a Nazi organization. And that's when you mentioned earlier in the program, 1947, that's when they began to create a national security state here within the United States. And it started with the rocket scientists, the mind control experts, the CIA, but then it rolled into into the defense industries and then into the universities, which were packed with some of these same people. Psychiatry was a big center. They brought all the German psychiatrists over
but
here.
But for every Nazi, they had others who, in many cases, the Nazis were actually proteges of. It's important to add that the Nazis, to many respects, were the proteges of a eugenics elite already in England and the U.S.
That's exactly right. The first major eugenics study, and eugenics being the study of heredity, the study of racial purity, who's your daddy?
Well, Hitler wrote in Mein Kampf that he was a student of experts in the U.S.
Exactly.
That's where he got it all.
And in fact, the first major eugenics foundation in the United States was set up by Mrs. E.F. Harriman, and it was her husband, Edward Harriman, who was the protector and mentor of Prescott Bush. Prescott Bush was a director of Union Banking Corporation and was a focal point for handling the money from steel magnate Fritz Thyssen to Adolf Hitler. Thyssen has publicly taken credit for funding Hitler to a large extent, and Prescott Bush was handling the money.
He wrote the book, I Paid Hitler.
Exactly. Now, in late 1942, Prescott Bush was even prosecuted by the federal government of the United States under the Trading with the Enemies Act for being nothing but a Nazi financial frontman. And, of course, now we've had two of his son, George Herbert Walker Bush, his former president of the United States, and his grandson is now president of the United States. In fact, if you think about it, we've got the president of the United States, whose grandfather was prosecuted as a Nazi frontman. We've got the governor of the most populous state in the country, Arnold Schwarzenegger, whose father was a Nazi Gauleiter, a party official. We got Karl Rove, who is widely known as Bush's brain, whose grandfather built concentration camps for the Nazis. And we have a pope who, as a young man in Poland, was a member of the Hitler Youth. It makes you wonder who really won the war.
Well, they had the giant rail cars full of diamonds, everything. That was brought into Texas because my grandfather worked in for oil companies. He saw it. He said there were more Germans in Midland than there were Texans. And just unbelievable stories. But continue. I mean, let's break this down for people.
Well, that's they begin to create the military-industrial complex, but more importantly...
Which mirrored, let's explain, the 1947 National Security Act, COG, Continuity of Government, mirrored the Nazi setup.
Oh, exactly. And all of this fit right into Action Eidlerflugt, or Operation Eagle Flight, which was created by Morton Bormann, who was Hitler's secretary, who survived the war, escaped to South America, was actually seen in the United States a few times. And in towards the end of August 1945, when it became obvious that the D-Day landings were going to be successful and they wouldn't be able to throw us off the continent, he met with Hermann Schmitz, head of the IG Farben Chemical Combine, which is the grandfather of all the major pharmaceutical companies today, and Dr. Abbe, who was head of the German Central Bank, and they instituted Operation Eagle Flight. They took everything worth anything, patents, copyrights, licenses, gold, silver, precious stones, art, antiquities, scientists, everything. They took it out of Germany.
And Germany had just looted Europe and parts of Russia, Eastern Europe, but they were already had more industrial patents, science, A-bombs, we're going to get to that later, than anybody else in the world. And so, again, that loot was contained and protected because the British royalty was really German royalty, and much of the richest families in New York were intermarried as well. So it was also a family matter.
Absolutely. In fact, in my book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, you'll learn that as late as 2007, documents surfaced in England that showed that during the war, the Queen Mother of England thought it was perfectly okay to have a Nazi occupation of England as long as they guaranteed that the monarchy would remain intact. And why not? Because the Windsors had changed their name from Mountbatten, who had changed their name from Battenbergs, and they all were of German heritage, so why not let your relatives come in and take over?
Well, I mean, you had the king, who they say stepped down from the throne because he married an American woman. That came later. It's mainline British history that he had to step down from being king because he had publicly backed Hitler.
Exactly. And the royals were very supportive of Hitler and very supportive of National Socialism. And that's the thing I'm trying to get by. What happened was is that Hitler and the Germans proved to be a little bit too effective. And they overran Europe. They overran France, the Low Countries. They were pushing into Russia. And they were threatening England. So the bankers in England and America, again, they said, oh, my God, we've created another Frankenstein monster.
They're masters at double-crossing.
Yes. And so they said, well, you know, in fact, I quote Churchill in my book, who's saying that he wasn't against National Socialism or the Nazis. He was against Germany leading the economic system.
Germany leading the New World Order. That's
yeah.
Why they have all these famous Disney things making fun of cartoon Hitlers going, New World Order! I mean, that was the term. Everybody knew New World Order was bad, but no, it was to be an American and British, Anglo-American New World Order.
Yeah, it was bring the world new order, Heil Hitler,
Adolf Hitler's New World Order!
Exactly.
In fact, pull that up. Go to YouTube, guys. And they were asking me for clips. We have a whole guy just to do that. And we're sitting there idle today. Google on YouTube Disney cartoons, New World Order. And it'll be Daffy Duck getting mad as a secret agent, blowing up Nazis. And the Nazis are always going, Heil Hitler, Heil Hitler, New World Order, New World Order. Anyways,
yeah. Find the song In the Führer's Face.
Yeah, that's it. In the Führer's Face. Is this Nazi land so good?
God is Nazi land.
If we could. Yeah, anyways. All right. So
there you go. I mean, the older generations that had better education and a more classical education than we have truly understand this. I mentioned in an earlier book of mine, The Rule by Secrecy, that there was a St. Louis Post-Dispatch cartoon in 1911 that shows all the Wall Street bankers and John D. Rockefeller and Mellon, and they're all shaking hands with Karl Marx. And they clearly understood that these guys had created...
Yeah, they would fund any movement to come con serfs into killing the ruling elite and then handing it over to the bankers. And the bankers wrote all these declassified documents on that. We're going to go to break. We're going to be right back after news, folks. We're going to get into how they took over the U.S., now what they're setting up currently today. Stay with us. Info...
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCN.com. GCNlive.com or call us toll free 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they are secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine, and I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
Pleasant Things, and Damage to Galveston Island.
You're listening to GCN.
KLBJ, Austin, Texas.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. Rescuers are pulling more bodies from the shell of the truck-bombed Marriott Hotel in Pakistan's capital. The death toll from one of the country's worst terrorist strikes is now 53, including the Czech ambassador to Pakistan and 2 Americans. The head of Pakistan's interior ministry says the people behind the bombing deserve the strongest condemnation for carrying out the attack in the month of Ramadan.
That's why I challenge and I ask them, what kind of Muslim are you? You are killing your own brothers and sisters in this month, which is not expected from a Muslim.
Nahal Tusi reports the Czech ambassador was new to Pakistan.
He's 47 years old. He had been in Vietnam prior to coming to Pakistan, and he had been staying in the hotel. He'd been the ambassador for the Czech Republic to Vietnam for about 4 years before coming here in August.
This is IRN, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Bob.
And Bill.
Even though we may be brothers, we may not always agree on what is a good decision.
Yeah, like swimming in an alligator hole.
That was a bad decision.
Buying stock in Microsoft in the early 80s?
That would have been a good decision, had you have done what I told you.
I was trying to open a petting zoo.
You bought an alligator.
Oh, yeah. That turned out to be a bad decision.
Yeah.
What about Andy Willoughby's 3-step plan?
Yeah, that would be a good decision.
And why is that, Bob?
Well, it's a proven system that works, and they've got a great reputation.
But I have a job, don't have much time, and I've spent most of our money on alligators.
Well, the nice thing about the 3-step plan, if you've got 8 to 10 hours a week, you can be successful at owning your own business. And to start out big costs less than a day at the spa.
Sounds like this would be a good decision, Bob.
Bill, haven't you checked this out yet?
Nope. Been too busy swimming.
In an alligator hole?
You learn to swim fast that way. You know, Michael Phelps' brother trained in an alligator hole.
Michael Phelps doesn't have a brother.
That's because he swam too slow.
I'm Andy Willoughby.
Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102.
Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is resisting a Democratic push to add more help for households to the $700 billion financial rescue bill. Paulson tells ABC that financial markets are under severe stress and Congress must act quickly without adding other measures that could slow down passage. The Hong Kong government says its tests have found melamine in Chinese-made Nestle brand milk, but the government says the test only found a small amount of the industrial chemical and that the milk doesn't pose a serious health risk. Still, it's recommending the milk not to be fed to young children. A 4-way ceasefire in Afghanistan is still being hailed as a success. The UN says guns fell silent across much of the country today for the International Day of Peace. The U.S., NATO, the Afghan government, and the Taliban agreed to halt attacks. Government officials nationwide have reported no violence. For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
Why do I take non-drowsy Claritin? I love watching my son play soccer. But when allergies hit, I sneeze and my eyes get itchy and watery. Claritin relieves all my worst symptoms without drowsiness. So when he scores a goal, I know I won't miss it. And only non-drowsy Claritin is clinically proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies.
Get Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin. Powerful relief from all your worst allergy symptoms without drowsiness.
Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear. Indoors and out.
Use it directed. Only brand clinically tested.
Drummer Travis Barker and DJ AM are in critical but stable condition at a burn center in Georgia after the Learjet they were in crashed late Friday in South Carolina. Dr. Fred Mullins is the medical director for the Joseph M. Steele Burn Center.
Both Travis Barker and Adam Goldstein, a.k.a. DJ AM, are currently being treated for second and third degree burns. Barker suffered from burns on his torso and lower body, and Goldstein suffered from burns on his arm and his head.
Four others on board died. Federal investigators have recovered the cockpit voice recorder. NBC's 30 Rock did it last year, and it could do it again tonight with its second straight Emmy for Best Comedy. 30 Rock is up for 17 Emmys, including nominations for Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin, who were good bets to win for their strong acting. And more from Pakistan, where Vahid Khan, whose sister was killed in the Islamabad hotel bombing, says more must be done to protect civilians from terror attacks.
All over the Pakistan, you can see that there is no protection for ordinary person, all policing, and all forces, they are only protecting and sheltering VIPs, and they only care for them.
I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
Gee, honey, those new shoes look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white and that one's thick and yellow.
Here's my secret. Nonex Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the cause of nail discoloration.
So that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris build up under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. You'll need to use it daily, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. When we go to the beach next summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Target, and other fine pharmacies and mass retailers in the foot care section.
The Fuhrer says, the is the master race. The Heil! Heil! Right in the Fuhrer's face. Not to love the Fuhrer is a great disgrace. So the Heil! Heil! Right in the Fuhrer's face. When Herr Goebbels says, we own the world in space. The Heil! Heil! Right in Herr Goebbels' face. Then Hulk Göring says, they'll never bomb this place. The Heil! Heil! Right in Herr Göring's face. Is he not the Superman?
Arian Führer Superman?
Ja. Goring says, they'll never bomb this place. The Heil! Heil! Right in Herr Göring's face. Is he not the Superman?
Arian Führer Superman?
Yahweh is the Superman.
Super duper Superman. Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good.
We would leave it if we could. We bring the world new order.
Ira Hitler's world new order.
Everyone a foreign race. They love the poorest face. Then we bring
to all right, folks.
Disorder.
We're back live. Cue that up again where they have Hirohito say, Adolf Hitler's new world order. Because you need to understand, Hitler wrote another book called The New World Order. H.G. Wells wrote one called The New World Order. There was a debate about how it would work, but it'd be a micromanaged society controlled by social workers and paramilitary police. And we're going to get into so many issues. Sponsored terror, where the government would blow stuff up and blame it on their enemies. Nazi specialty. National police force, Nazi specialty. Bankrupting companies and the government, Nazi specialty. on and on and on and on. This is what we're dealing with. And the people that were top Nazis in the U.S. were also the people that killed Kennedy and truly brought in shadow government to full dominance through COG. And now they're just fully butchering the nation in front of everyone. We have multi-time New York Times best-selling author with us. He, of course, has written The Rise of the Fourth Reich. It is currently on the New York Times bestseller list. It's only been out a few months. It is available, by the way, at Infowars.com, discounted, out of the gates if people want to get it. And we've only been giving you the history. You know, the book gets into the present and just so much. We're only scratching the surface today. We're also filming live in here for a documentary film I'm making with Jim Mars that Jim's going to be narrating. Jim, continue.
Well, most people know about Operation Paperclip, which was the way they brought in Nazis into the country, put them to work on our space program, our mind control experts working for the CIA with programs such as MKUltra. All that's history. Where they begin to make their move in the political arena actually was probably with the assassination of President Kennedy. When I began to write my book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, I was looking at the historical and political situation and the circumstances. It never crossed my mind that I would be considering the Kennedy assassination again, and yet the same names, the same companies, the same corporations, the same secret societies kept cropping up until I finally ended up writing a whole chapter on Kennedy and the Nazis.
Now, see, that's key. That's key, because in pure research, that's why I don't talk to you a lot. You don't talk to me. Before we ever met, we had come to the same conclusions. Because if you do pure research, you come up with the same answers, basically, if you are correct. If you're going, I mean, let's say we're both doing research at what temperature water boils. We're going to find the same thing. We're going to find the same individual. So explain that. That's key. I'm making a film about the JFK assassination, and you're already in it as a consultant. And then separately, I'm doing my own research before I read Rise and Fall of the Fourth Reich. And I say, Jim, this is where your book even comes out. I go, aren't the same players involved in the Kennedy assassination? You say, yes, on the air, like 6 months ago. You go, that's actually in my upcoming book. And so now that's being incorporated into the JFK film. So, I mean, that's how integral this is to everyday life. Please continue.
That's correct. Well, to begin with, two of the most powerful and influential members of the Warren Commission was John J. McCloy and Alan Dulles, two of the men who were most instrumental in supporting Hitler before, during, and after the war. And again, you have to understand, we're not talking about that these are all Germans. These are global fascists, and let's get that term nailed down. When I say fascist, I use it advisedly. Look in the dictionary. The dictionary definition of fascism is the combination of state and corporate power, usually fueled by nationalism. Okay? Now, Mussolini himself, who coined the term because it came from his black shirts, the fascistas. He said that maybe fascism isn't the correct term. He said the more correct term is corporatism, ruled by the corporations. And I think any thinking person today knows that the United States is now under the control of these multinational corporations. And what I'm trying to tell you is they were either created or bought up by these displaced national socialist Nazis after World War II, and have been slowly buying up. It's the big fish eat the little fish, until now there's just a handful of these corporations, and they're all controlled by the same families, the same companies, the same bloodlines who were connected to the rise of National Socialism in Germany.
Now, we've gotten up to 1950 or so. In 1954, in the early 1950s, the Bilderberg Group is set up, and that gets set up by Prince Bernhard, who was a German prince, then married the Queen of the Netherlands of the House of Orange. He was an SS officer. Then in the middle of the war, he jumps over to the British side there with his cousins. And then Bilderberg tries to set up a world fascist state, integrating the parts in together. Always the same thing over and over again. Break down the Bilderberg globalist connection.
Well, that you pretty well nail it right there. It was created by
socialists. You walk through it in your words.
And by Prince Bernhard, who was a Nazi.
Start over in your words, because we're filming in here, so start over.
Well, when Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, who had been a Nazi SS officer, jumped ship and came over to Britain, that was probably, you could probably mark that as about the time that the New World Order turned against Hitler. It was not that they were against the Nazis. It was not that they were against National Socialism. Heck, they created them. But they didn't want Germany leading the financial world order.
Well, his first cousin was Prince Philip, who was already married to the Queen. So
exactly. And of course, the Windsors, who, by the way, are blood relations to the Bushes and to Al Gore and to John Kerry. What do you think the odds are?
And to Barack Obama.
And Barack Obama. It's amazing. The same bloodlines. And so once they decided they had to turn on Hitler, then they began to come up with another New World Order, which was to create National Socialism in the West and continue funding Communist Socialism in the East until Communist Socialism finally collapsed in the early 90s under its own dead weight.
And that turned out the Rockefellers and the Arm & Hammers, they owned all the big aluminum plants and tractor plants. They were propping it up, and American taxpayers the whole time were paying for it.
Exactly. It blew my mind, being a veteran of the Vietnam War, to find out that at the height of the Vietnam War, when we were fighting North Vietnam and said that it was just a surrogate of China and Russia, Lyndon Johnson was sending more American aid to Russia than we had during World War II when they were our allies. And they were using American tax money to build facilities in Russia, like the Kama River Truck Factory, and they were cranking out war materials to send to North Vietnam to use against our own soldiers.
And the North Vietnam trucks were Fords.
Exactly. Business is business, you know.
And that's how they make the money. They sell both sides on war, and then the bankers, basically through the government's tax the people, and that's kind of the old-fashioned, quote, bailout. Now they just declare an economic emergency, sucker the public, or the Congress they own, into paying literally everything into them.
Right. And the way, one of the Nazis' biggest weapons of choice was fear. In early 1933, Germany was a democratic republic, the Weimar Republic. But a few weeks later, their parliament building, the Reichstag, burned and was gutted by fire, which in those gentler days was actually as big a shock to the German people as 9/11 was to us. And Hitler, who was only the chancellor, kind of like the vice president, said, well, give me the power and I will go after these communist terrorists who did this. Well, now it's pretty well acknowledged that the Nazis themselves set the fire in the Reichstag, and this was an early day false flag operation.
By the way, a big European court just 3 months ago did exonerate Marinus van der Lubbe, the guy they'd set up for that, and did say it was the Nazis. What we do know is that there was another operation that was documented to have been a false flag, and that, of course, was Gleiwitz. People always ask, well, how did Hitler just out of the blue attack Poland and get the Germans to accept that? Well, see, there was an Al-Qaeda attack, but it was called a Polish attack, and, of course, it was later came out in Nuremberg trials. It was all staged. So I want to tie together the Nazis' love, the corporate fascist love of false flag and psychology, because they're great social architects, and then the PhDs in psychiatry came out of Germany and out of England. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's get right back in the interview with New York Times bestselling author Jim Mars. The new book, already on the New York Times bestseller list, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, The Secret Societies That Threaten to Take Over America, Jim Mars. And I am selling the book at Infowars.com on our online video and bookstore. You know, we only started with what was happening, and I want to get into current things because that's what really matters. And we're going to turn your mic on here in just a moment. But the first thing I want to do is get into some of the history, because we skipped ahead.
Am I on?
Yeah, now I know why he's turning your mic off. It doesn't matter. You're just breathing in it. I'm trying to get this straight here, this question I have. Oh, hold on one second, Jim. I'm just trying to get this question straight here. Going back to the Germanic-style death cults and the British East India Company tied in with the Germans, setting up Skull and Bones with all its bizarre Germanic death cult, the Skull and Bones. In World War I, we have the war generals, the field marshals, wearing the big skull helmets like something out of Skeletor. You've got the floor. Talk about that.
Well, of course, all the Bushes, Prescott Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, and George W. Bush, were all members of Skull and Bones, which is just the unofficial name of this secret society up on the Yale campus. But when they did an investigation of Skull and Bones, they found out its proper name is Chapter 322. Well, Chapter 322 of what? Ron Rosenbaum of the New York Times found out that it connected over to a German secret society, and of course that was the Illuminati. So you got the Illuminati, and then members of the Illuminati and other German aristocrats were members of a secret society called the Thule Gesellschaft, or the Thule Society, that believed that in the far distant past, ETs had come to the Earth and produced a super race of Aryans, and that's where their whole Aryan superiority thing came from. And it was the Thule Society that was headquartered in the Four Seasons Hotel in Munich that was the original big supporter of Adolf Hitler. And so there is definitely this occult side to Nazism, which nobody knew about when I was a young man. But in recent years, there's a lot of books now and even DVDs about the occult aspects of the Third Reich.
And let's be clear. We're not saying any of this is real, and I know you're not. What we're saying is this is a fact. This is mainstream information that you have this bizarre Germanic death cult that believes they are genetically engineered by extraterrestrials. This goes back hundreds of years. How did they come up with this? And Hitler is an adherent of this, is this young army officer in army intelligence setting up this Nazi death cult. And you already have branches of it here in the United States with the Bushes and all of them in it. That's why you have this international network. So we were going back. But that is a mainline fact.
Right. And it doesn't matter whether you want to believe in that or not, or whether Alex or I believe in that or not. The fact is they do. And that's why they practice these rites. That's why you have Bohemian Grove with the worship of the owl and the phony, if it is phony, sacrifices. And what I found out, and I also detail this in my book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, throughout the Apollo program and some of our major space missions, the date and time for those launches were set not on any scientific criteria, but on the alignment of the constitution of constellations. In other words, by astrological alignment.
Well, I mean, they admitted that about the Olympics this year on 888 at 888 with 888 drums. And of course, who designed the modern Olympics? First big one was 1936 in Munich. Hitler drew the rings. Hitler drew the torch. He designed all of the rituals around the different Germanic death cult societies. So that's all this weird UFO cult having this ritual.
Now, again,
and then the 1980, was it 88 or 86 Olympics, where they had the 888 and they had fake aliens landing. So again, this is crazy UFO cult.
That's another whole topic, but they're conditioning us to that. But the point again is, it doesn't matter whether you want to believe in that. The point is, somebody who has the power to set dates, times, symbols for the International Olympics, for the U.S. and Russian space programs, they do believe in it, and that again points to the groups, the secret society groups that truly believe in that, which are the National Socialists, the Nazis.
Now, again, folks, this all sounds totally insane. We're not saying that Aryans or people from Northern Europe are really these superhumans. What we're saying is they believe this. So this is even on the History Channel with Hitler and the occult. I mean, this is mainline information. The point is, this system came over here and dominated. Now, let's skip ahead. Let's get up to the 50s and 60s and the Kennedys and what happened there.
Well, Kennedy was one of the few people who probably was in a position to know what was happening here. He got his start as a young man, first came to public attention writing a book called Why England Slept, and it was all about why England was going along and allowing the Nazis to gain power and name and prominence and going along with them. So he understood what was going on. And by the time he became president, essentially on a fluke, because he was running against Richard Nixon in 1960. Richard Nixon got his start in politics with Nazi money. Nazi by the name of Malaxa. Nixon and Alan Dulles.
And he was good buddies with Prescott Bush.
Exactly.
He was a protege of Prescott.
So that was their attempt to worm their way into politics. But Kennedy got elected because he was charismatic and he had lots of money, and the youth got behind him.
And he had the mob.
Exactly. And so here, at least that was homegrown mob. It was not a Nazi mob. And he began to take steps that was thwarting this Nazi plan. He was beginning to go into joint space exploration with the Soviets, ending the Cold War. He was going to pull us out of Vietnam. He was closing the loopholes for the international corporations, and in fact, in June of 1963, ordered $6 billion issued not through the Federal Reserve System that we have to pay interest to, but through the Treasury, which we don't have to pay interest to. And so, in other words, he's trying to curtail the power of these bankers, and of course, in November, he's shot in Dallas.
Now, going back, we have the continuity of government system, the national security state take over at that point. He also got approached by Dulles and by L.L. Emmonser, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, about staging a terror attack, Operation Northwoods, and that's when he really turned against them.
Right. They wanted to launch attacks in Miami and in the southern United States, target U.S. citizens for assassination, hijack planes and ships, and blame it all on Castro so they could mount another Bay of Pigs-type invasion of Cuba. And that was actually approved by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Kennedy said, we don't operate that way, and he turned them down. That was another straw that broke the camel's back. Well, now, with Kennedy out of the way, Johnson, who was could be bought, was in a seat, and he was run by his council of, quote, wise men, all of whom were members of the Council on Foreign Relations. So this is where they begin to consolidate their power. And, of course, the Warren Commission with John J. McCloy, Alan Dulles sitting on it, whitewashed the whole thing, blamed it all on that schnook Lee Harvey Oswald. And then in 1972, when Bush took over, they got back on track, okay? And as President Bush wiped out the leadership of the Republican National Committee.
Stay there. We got a break. We're going to come back. Let's We forgot to get into Gleiwitz, Hitler staging terror attacks, which is in the favorite thing they pass on. But let's come back to why they killed Kennedy. Then looking forward, the CIA director then made vice president in 1981, where it goes from there and where we stand today. We'll be right back.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
Oh, man, it's hard to cut Junior off.
The interest is up and the stock market's down.
And you're gonna get mugged if you go downtown.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
They don't want that. They want you domesticated in their control grids.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Hey, we wouldn't be on our local station, News Radio 590 KLBJ, but other affiliates. We could just keep the show going after it's over for the internet listeners and satellite and shortwave and a few AM and FMs. Now, we got to cut it off here and come up in about 25 minutes. You know, I normally take phone calls, but we're not doing that today because we're in here filming for a documentary, Killing Two Birds with One Stone. And I want to get into Black Sun and Black Sunshine before we, that's the name of the film, by the way, is Black Sunshine, and that fits in well. You know, their most occult secrets symbol. But before we do that, but they get hopping mad hearing that on air. Before we do that, Jim Marsh, let's continue, and we'll track back and go back to government-sponsored terror. But right now, let's kick off with Nixon appointing George Herbert Walker Bush.
Well, in 1972, President Nixon appointed George Herbert Walker Bush chairman of the Republican National Committee and basically wiped out the Republican leadership, but told him, keep Bush, okay? And since Nixon and Bush, as we've already pointed out, are both connected back to the same globalist fascists who created communism and the Nazis, they are national socialists. And under Bush, both as chairman of the Republican National Committee and later as vice president under Reagan, he enlarged the GOP's ethnic committees and rolled all of these European fascists into the Republican Party. Now, here's what's important about that. Nixon's chief counsel, White House counsel, John Dean, had wrote a book recently called Broken Government. He said that it's been new on Capitol Hill since 1997 when the GOP gained control of the House. It's been new, the White House, since 2001 with the arrival of George Bush and Dick Cheney. But its roots first emerged during the Nixon presidency and began blossoming in the Reagan-Bush senior years. What was he talking about? Neoconservatism. Okay? But you have to understand that neoconservatism is simply national socialism.
And they follow Strauss, who was an admirer of the Nazis, then went to the Chicago Business School, and they admit that. They say Machiavellian, end justifies the means, killing innocent people's okay, staging terror attacks are okay. So again, it's a ruthless mindset. And then look at it, black uniforms, homeland security, which means Reich security. That's what they called it in Germany, was homeland security or land security. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And then and it's admitted. G. Gordon Liddy admits a lot of this. Came out in a bunch of TV programs. Came out in the hearings with them all in the basement watching Nazi propaganda. Tell folks about that.
Right. Well, that's where it all began, and then it began to blossom in the Reagan years. And although Reagan was probably a traditional conservative, if you think back during the campaign of 1980,
they forced him to take Bush.
Exactly.
Say it. Go ahead.
He had pledged that he would never allow George Herbert Walker Bush to be in his government or his administration. And yet, by mechanizations and coercion, they forced him into accepting Bush, and then less than 2 months after he took office, he was shot. And if it hadn't been for the fact that he barely survived, Bush would have been president. But he did, and Reagan went on, and I think Reagan understood that he was not in control, because in 1985 there was a big hubbub about him going to Germany and laying wreaths in Bitburg Cemetery, where Nazi Waffen-SS officers were buried, and Jewish groups and veterans organizations raised hell about that, but he did it anyway. Why would a politician do something that was so opposed by so many people? It was because his Nazi masters told him he was going to do that. And then we come on forward until today. We now have the spectacle of the 2008 election, and you can vote for John McCain and you're going to get right-wing socialism, or you can vote for Barack Obama and you're going to get left-wing socialism. But the National Socialist are there because socialism is what it's all about. And
let's explain. The big bankers want to train us and domesticate us with social engineering to pay our money to them so they can steal it. Look how the bankers right now are getting the bailout. That's socialism for them. That's what's communism for them, not for us. Then they use our tax money to militarize the police. Talk about that. Talk about the Nazi fascist component that came out of England and out of also out of Germany, with the social engineering, with the PhDs that come out of Prussia, because that's the micromanagement, that's the control.
Well, I think a lot of people, and most people, understand about communism and bald-faced socialism. Where they've gotten really thrown off the track, again, is this infiltration of neoconservatism within the Republican Party, particularly, and among the nation's conservatives. Most people who consider themselves conservatives, if you really talk to them, they are constitutional conservatives. They want less government, balanced budgets, border security, home, family values, less government, and yet they're confused today because they keep voting for these people like the Bushes who claim to be compassionate conservatives, and all they get are more and more socialistic programs, plus foreign wars of adventure.
Take John McCain. He's for open borders, for gun control.
War for 100 years.
He was part of the Keating Five, and then he claims he's anti-corruption with Wall Street. But let's continue here with... we didn't even get into to all the Nazi symbolism and everything that's happening.
We also have not touched on the drugging down of America by Nazi methodology. I.G. Farben, back in the 1800s, was actually marketing an antidepressant under the name heroin until they finally, enough people said, don't do that. And the aftermath of World War II, a U.S. chemist named Charles Elliott Perkins was sent to Germany to try to reconstruct the IG Farben combine there, and he came back and wrote that the German chemist had worked out a very ingenious and far-reaching plan of mass control that was submitted to and adopted by the German general staff, and this plan was to control the population of any given area through mass medication of the drinking water supplies, namely using sodium fluoride. So they put sodium fluoride in the drinking water of the concentration camp to keep the inmates passive and non-resistant.
And then in the 1950s, under COG and under national security, they put fluoride in our water and call you kooks if you didn't want it, but it's in mainline. One of them's a Pulitzer Prize-winning book. Came out in the Nuremberg trials that they were putting it in the water, and so were the Soviets.
That's right. And today, two-thirds of the water supply in this country are now fluoridated. And think about this. One of the most overprescribed drugs today is Prozac, which is 94% fluoride.
It's made out of fluoride.
But to get Prozac, you have to go to a doctor, a licensed physician, and get a prescription. And yet, undocumented, unlicensed city workers are dumping fluoride into your water supply.
And not just fluoride, sodium fluoride, which under law, the term fluoride, they're allowed to take all the toxic waste, lead, mercury, that's mixed in with it. Folks, you can't make this stuff up.
That's true. And then they talk about the dumbing down of America. Well, it's not that we've gotten dumber. It's the fact that we have been drugged dumber.
Absolutely. In fact, they've got studies in areas of Europe that have been fluoridating, England and the U.S. for over 50 years. They have maps, on average, a 20-point IQ reduction in areas where they've had fluoridation.
That's correct. And one of the big issues today...
Talk about that in your own words. Go ahead.
Well, along with that, one of the big issues that people are generally concerned about today is the increase in teen suicides and school shootings. We're all concerned about that. And yet, if you go back, the only thing the mass media, the corporate media, can talk about is gun control. Take guns away. Well, hey, a lot of people are listening here in Texas. If you're over 40 or 50, you remember at a time when we all had guns and nobody ever shot anybody. The problem is not the guns. The problem is the drugs, the Prozac, the Ritalin, the drugs that...
The Prozac insert says it causes depression and violence.
Exactly. In fact, if you go back, you'll find that virtually every school shooting involves someone who's either on these psychotropic drugs or were just coming off of them, which apparently is even worse. And yet the media will not talk about that. Why? Because in 2007, the pharmaceutical companies, corporations that can be tracked back to IG Farben and the Nazis, spent $3.7 billion on direct-to-consumer advertising.
Stay there. We got a break. The New Freedom Initiative, when we come back, what this Nazi state plans to do to everybody in the final segment, straight ahead, and how to stop them.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we are paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Ready. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is not Alex Jones saying this. As I look at InfoWars.com, mainstream media is quietly announcing U.S. Army to patrol streets to deal with the American people. They actually say, we hope we don't have to shoot you, in the Army Times and other publications. They're quietly announcing, this is martial law. Bloomberg Financial headline, link at InfoWars.com. Bush seeks dictatorial power in bailout, all by design. We got the IMF World Bank documents. We warned you. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. This isn't a drill. This is toe-to-toe info war with the New World Order. They've got control of the federal government. They're going to claim you owe these trillions of dollars. They are going to rape you financially. And I've got Politico here reporting, ABC News today reported that foreign banks will, quote, be bailed out. That means just your whole future is being signed over to them. This is not a bailout. But it doesn't matter. A lot of you want to keep laughing about all this. You want to giggle and smirk. You don't know they've really built FEMA camps. You haven't been to the urban warfare drills like I have, where the troops are trying to take your guns. You haven't interviewed police chiefs who Delta Force tried to secretly bribe. This is what the Nazis did in third world countries. They would go in and buy off the local governments. They've done that now here. In the 8 or 9 minutes we have left with Jim Mars, I hope everybody will visit InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, get his amazing book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. Because it gets into, we've probably covered 5% of what's in the book. It is such an amazing book to really understand what we're facing. The group that put Hitler in is the group now in control, and they're using that model minus the racial politics. They use the more divide and conquer British model there. In closing, the COG, Continuity of Government, National Security State, in your words, using those terms for the film, get into that, Jim, and what their end game is, the population reduction, what they're going for once they get their world fascist government.
Well, during the Ronald Reagan years, probably while Reagan was recuperating from being shot, he signed a secret executive order that created a program called, innocuously enough, called the National Program Office. And Rumsfeld and Cheney had been chief of staff to Gerald Ford, and Rumsfeld had been his defense secretary, and they would slip away, and they created this continuity of government program, which basically was how to survive a collapse in the United States or a nuclear war. One of the awkward problems they faced was, what about Congress? And they finally decided that after some catastrophic event in the United States, it would be just too time-consuming to try to bring Congress in. So Congress was just bypassed.
And now they're public. People always wondered how this would be introduced. In the name of the economy, it's now being done. But Bush signed John Warner Defense Authorization Act to use troops against the American people 2 years ago. Yep. He signed PDD 51, and Congress asked to see it. And he said, no, you have no authority. When they're co-equal, can you speak about that?
Well, exactly. He's destroying the checks and balances in the federal government and bringing everything into the executive, which, of course, is, again, following the Nazi methodology. This is what Hitler did. He signed emergency decrees one after another until finally he just took total power, and anybody that tried to stand up against him then was a terrorist, against the government. And that's important for people to understand. What the Nazis did when they killed dissidents, when they killed homosexuals, when they killed gypsies, when they killed trade unionists, when they killed the Jews. This was all under the color of law.
And it was setting precedents, because once they really got going, it was about stealing the general public's land and money. And they're like, hey, I was with you. And they're like, no, you're not. We're here to predicate on you.
In the 30s, the National Socialists gained the support of the middle-class Germans and middle commercial Germans because they portrayed themselves as conservatives. And they got the bulk of the commercial people behind them. And then by the time these people figured out that these are not the people we want leading, it was too late. And I see the same thing happening today.
Now, I want to go back because, I mean, the eugenics, the family planning, this was all set up by German PhDs out of areas in Germany. Then they linked up with the British eugenicists, and then that really flowered in the U.S. So all this social engineering, the human genome, the head of that just got in trouble calling black subhuman. He's, of course, a Nazi, basically. Break that down, what the master plan is, and speak about eugenics.
Well, if you want to know what the overall master plan is, all you have to do is go back and read the work of a British Fabian socialist who wrote a book in 1947. This fellow's name was Eric Arthur Blair, but we know him better as George Orwell, and he wrote a book called 1984, and in there I think he laid out the game plan for these global fascist socialists, and that is to split the world into three economic blocks. He called it Oceania, Asiana, and East Asiana. Today in the real world, it's the European Union, the soon-to-be North American Union, and the future Asian Union.
And, of course, he was British intelligence, so he would know that.
And connected to the aristocrats, he knew what the game plan was. And so the idea is they'll have these three economic blocks. Everybody will be computer-chipped. They'll be followed. They'll be surveilled. Everybody will be undermined. There will be no freedom except the freedom to go to work and pay your taxes.
And one-child policy.
Yeah.
Through the water and food, they carry out soft-kill operations. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, exactly. This is what they're doing. This is what they're doing with the drugging down of America with fluoride and with aspartame and with other deadly
and it's drugs. All over a 100-year-old public German plan.
Exactly, which they laid out and then what was written about in a very popular book in 1948 called 1984.
And the Germans in World War I and World War II said we'll break off the Southwest. They taught the Mexicans about Aslan, their mythical kingdom. They attacked the U.S. in World War I and World War II, and nobody even knows Mexico on the behalf of Germany attacked the U.S.
That's true. That's true, because nobody knows history, because our education system has been dumbed down going all the way back to the National Education Board, which was created by John D. Rockefeller, one of the architects of this national fascist global system.
You do have to hand it to them, though. These people really got their stuff together.
Well, they're not stupid. They are, in fact, very brilliant. But then brilliance, as we found out with the Nazi leaders like Albert Speer and Heinrich Himmler and Adolf Hitler himself, just because you're smart or just because you're charismatic does not mean you're the fellow that needs to be followed.
Or that you have wisdom or that you have a soul.
Exactly, or any kind of heart. They keep talking about Barack Obama. He just somehow vaguely talks about change, and all they can talk about is how charismatic he is. Well, they tend to forget, because they don't know history, that Hitler was very beloved by women, children, animals loved him. He was a very charismatic person on an individual basis, and yet look what kind of disaster he led his nation into.
Now getting into secret societies, and folks, it's mainline that the Nazis were into weird occult stuff, and that Skull and Bones is real and a branch of that. Black Sun. They don't like us talking about that. Tell folks about Black Sun.
Well, the Black Sun is one of the most sacred of the occult symbols of the Thule Gesellschaft, the Thule Society, occult society, and its successor, the black-shirted SS, or Schutzstaffel. The Black Sun represents the black energy at the center of the universe, which the Nazis, German Nazis, and their occult followers hope to tap into and draw strength from. And what's amazing is that in the heart of America, in Nashville, Tennessee, and right in the middle of their Centennial Park, is a huge black globe made out of onyx or some black hard material that represents the Earth, and it spins on a little small thin cushion of water, and when the sun comes out, it's blinding, and it is a World War II memorial that was donated by Germany. So it's almost as though they planted a black sun in the heart of America going nana, 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 okay? It's amazing. And then we look around at other things. We look at our 57-cent stamp and we see the German Gothic Eagle. We look at our troops today who wear camouflage and flanged helmets called the Fritz that are German helmets from World War II. We see our police forces who no longer wear blue and carry the words to serve and protect. Now they wear black and shields and tasers and, if you're not in the get out of the free speech zone, they taser you and haul
you. Which is what
away.
Germany did. They said free speech only in these areas. What about we see them after World War II in the Senate bringing the fascia in? That's yes. A symbol of fascism, the right. Bundle of sticks with the hatchets on top.
Right, and the fasci represents, that goes all the way back to the Roman Empire, and that represents central authority.
Well, that's where the Heil comes from. That's from the Roman Empire. That's
exactly.
How they would hail the...
Hail Caesar, and then they Germanized it to Heil Hitler. Exactly. It's the same old thing. In fact, if you go back and think about it, Alex, throughout the history of the world, there's only been two true forms of government ever attempted. Briefly in ancient Greece and briefly in North America, they tried participatory democracy, but both of those finally fell away, and we went back to the one true form of government occupied that's taken over in the whole history of the world, and that's central authority.
Jim Mars, the new book, New York Times bestselling list, get it in stores everywhere, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, available at InfoWars.com. Quickly, give us your website.
JimMars.com, JimMarrs.com. That's two R's.
All right. Vaya con Dios, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back tomorrow and, of course, Sundays here with the Sunday program. God bless you all. All we've told you is the truth, nothing more. It's up to you to do something.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's not Americans.